Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
Got my mind set on you.
But it's gonna take money.
Well, Trump made history in a lot of ways last night. He became the first convicted felon ever elected president. Congrats. Yeah, Trump could be the first president to be under White House arrest. Thank you. Thank you.
That's the full extent of what I thought was worth playing out of the Jimmy Fallon day after. I went back and watched some of the day afters and... Oh, ripe stuff, man. Ripe stuff. I had only watched Jimmy Kimmel and The View, but Seth Meyers, who I forgot he was still in the air. Just forgive me.
That's what it is, a power structure. They want you to think they're just edgelord podcasters, but they're not. They're oligarchs. The richest man alive, whose company has contracts with the Pentagon and who owns one of the largest social media platforms, has teamed up with a billionaire who will soon be the most powerful man in the world for a second time to consolidate their power over society and the economy. They're not your bros. They're not gonna come over to your house and smoke weed and play Diablo with you. I mean,
edgelord over edge. What do you call him? It was such a good phrase. I don't know. I'm gonna butcher it if I don't.
That's what it is. A power structure. They want you to think they're just edgelord podcasters, but they're not. They're oligarchs.
Edgelord podcasters, but really oligarchs. Wow, all right, man, well done.
We're on the precipice of the unknown, staring into the abyss. No one can know what happens next, least of all Donald Trump, who said hardly anything about policy in his speech last night.
Oh, and then it's the revisionist history. Do you remember how terrible it was before? Do you remember the awful darkness and oppression of 2017?
He had a long montage all teed up to remind you how awful things were the first time, but you guys remember, and it was a huge bummer, but you remember. When we were constantly immersed in crisis after crisis and our nervous systems were perpetually overwhelmed by a never-ending cascade of catastrophes and cataclysms, and the president was the biggest, loudest weirdo on the planet. And I'm sorry, I don't care if he won. He's still so weird. I mean, why does he stand like that? Why? He looks like a snake who swallowed an antelope.
Okay. John, is that your recollection of 2018? 19? 17? No.
No,
me either. I don't really.
I don't think so.
But, okay, this is... I don't know if he's lying on purpose or if he's self-deceived and thinks that's what it was, or if you go on every night and say the same nonsense over and over again to an echo chamber of people who applaud for you that you've never met a conservative who had a pretty good time of it during... And not just conservatives. Who had a pretty good time of it during the pre-COVID... And not, you know, COVID was its own special nightmare, but that's, you know, was that Trump's fault?
Last night's results don't change a thing about how awful Trump's first term was and how awful his second term has a chance to be. It was a nightmare that plunged the nation into nonstop disaster and caused mass suffering for millions of Americans. Or...
It did?
As Trump put it in his victory speech last night.
We had a great first term, a great, great first term.
Yeah, who didn't love waiting hours to get a swab shoved up to your brain so you could go to the unemployment office to beg for a check and then come home and wipe your ass with your mail because the store was out of toilet paper? Yeah, Trump's back, baby!
We had COVID because of Trump? Oh, we had vaccines because of Trump. We had testing and massive deployment of a national infrastructure for trying to handle stuff because of Trump. And then we went into lockdown and kept lockdowns under Democrats. Which nightmare? Oh, you lived in a Democrat state. Oh, now I get it. You didn't live in Florida. Okay. You had a nightmare. Not because of Trump, because of your own leadership.
I wish I had some trenchant words of wisdom to impart. I'm sad to say I don't. We're about to step over the precipice into truly uncharted territory.
So many precipices.
You need only look back to Trump's first term to get a sense of how dangerous his second term will be.
Okay, I just can't even. It's so ridiculous.
Anything is possible. Donald Trump has been very clear about what he will do when he returns to power.
Oh, what's going to happen?
Military-style roundups of migrants, using the power of the state to crush his opponents, pursue his grievances, eliminating the Department of Education, letting climate change run rampant, spreading conspiracy theories about healthcare and vaccines. He said he would be a dictator on day one. The question now is...
So much for unity.
What will the rest of us be doing on day one.
We're going to fight. We're going to fight. Stephen Colbert, just same basic thing.
I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Well, well, it happened again. After a bizarre and vicious campaign fueled by a desperate need not to go to jail, Donald Trump has won the 2024 election.
How about facing criminal indictments only as political retaliation because he decided to run again for election? I mean, which way do you want to see this?
It's almost like you rehearsed that. The deep shock and sense of loss is enormous. Okay, but let's look at the bright side. This way, at least, there'll be a peaceful transfer of power. Mike Pence, Ali Ali oxen free.
And so far to say...
All day yesterday, I was walking around proudly wearing my I voted sticker. Today, I wore my I am questioning my fundamental belief in the goodness of humanity sticker.
Are you serious? He's really serious. They're all really serious about this. I feel so... Look, even when it's self-imposed... anxiety, depression, dissociative disorder, psychotic break with reality. I still feel sorry for the people suffering on the self-imposed stuff. And man, oh, somebody texted me and said, that is exactly what my California friends all believe. I bet. They believe it was Trump's fault that they endured and their kids endured. It was not Trump. It was your local leaders. It was your government. It was your school boards. It was, you know, in Democrat area. And meanwhile, they still probably believe that, like, Florida was the place where people were dying in the streets. I kind of get it now. I'm kind of putting it together. Like, all the lies during COVID by the national media fostered the willingness for people to believe that the Trump era was really this dark, horrible, terrible time. When it was in spite of him and because of Democrat leaders in lockdown states that you experience this. Okay, I'm starting to... I see, if you've been lied to so effectively, I'm starting to see, you know, why. Because we didn't experience that, so we don't think of it that way. When we come back, why would LSU get canceled? John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Wow, I can't wait for that one. let's see here. No accidents to let you know about. Starting to see some congestion delays on Highway 29 and 9 Mile Road at that intersection. So just be prepared for that. Traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Louisiana State University, which has made the unfathomable decision to reintroduce a live tiger to the stadium during their home football game this weekend against Alabama. The practice of bringing the poor big cat into the thundering noise of Death Valley was ended when Mike the Sixth died in 2016, and even though the 8-year-old current mascot Mike the Seventh lives in a 15,000-square-foot habitat across the street from the stadium, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has imported a new and unlucky tiger just for this event. As the even-keeled voices of our empathy lords at PETA have said, it's shameful and out of touch with today's respect for wild species to display a live tiger at a football game to amuse the fans. LSU rightly ended this idiotic, archaic practice nearly a decade ago. Well, as you all know, when PETA speaks, we listen, and we denounce LSU in the strongest possible terms for bringing an actual tiger inside the stadium. Tiger Stadium, that is. In fact, as we have done countless other times, we call on LSU to not only abandon this plan, but also to abandon the horribly speciesist practice of using an animal mascot in any way without securing the consent of the animal or consulting with any suitable spokescats for the species involved. This terrible practice of species appropriation and the objectification of animals for our carnal sports pleasure has really got to stop. It's just another example of exerting human dominion over animals instead of respecting our dear animal other and as fellow inhabitants of this planet. But if we cannot yet recognize that using tigers or lions or bears or even little blue jays or cardinals as mascots is itself fundamentally wrong, let us at least not subject some poor defenseless tiger to the stress of 100,000 screaming Cajuns just because some politician thinks this spectacle will be fun. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Alyssa Farah Griffin, the former Pentagon press secretary under Donald Trump and current panelist on The View, the only certified ninth-wave compliant feminist daytime soap opera on television. Despite acknowledging that as a Republican she voted for Kamala Harris in the election, Griffin made some observations that we certainly cannot allow for someone entrusted with as much power as being 1/6 of The View.
I think we forget about rural America. I think the working class feels left behind. They feel like the powerful, the elite, only care about them and their power. And he spoke to them. We may not have liked his words, but they turned out for him.
Although at first this seems like a reasonable assertion based on the facts, we know that facts are not what win elections or control populations. Good stories, compelling narratives, and emotional word pictures sway countries. She almost sounds like she's victim-blaming here, saying that the Harris campaign could have done a better job or picked a better candidate when we know that the real issue is that Trump's lies were just better lies than our lies. But it got worse.
Tens of millions of Americans, our friends, our neighbors, our family members, voted for Donald Trump. We disagree with him. I know we all do at this table, but they are good, decent people who are patriots and love this country.
Oh, dear Otherin, no, no, no. This is simply not acceptable. How can we possibly succeed at demonizing Trump and his supporters if we admit they might be reasonable, patriotic people? Our whole goal is to make it seem as if no decent person can possibly support him by alienating, deplatforming, and othering them completely. Of course, at the same time, we must preach unity and inclusion and tolerance and love, but as the eighth principle of wokeness reminds us, inclusion only means including those who already agree with us. We say we believe in tolerance and inclusion, meanwhile practicing intolerance and exclusion to those with the wrong views. Duh. Unfortunately, Griffin is falling into the classic trap of believing the propaganda herself, much like some people believe The View is a show with diverse viewpoints. As you all know, the entire purpose of The View is to offer a variety of flavors of liberalism while pretending those are the only choices among which to pick. Sort of like asking a restaurant patron whether they want small, medium, or large fries, pretending that potato cakes, mashed potatoes, and tater tots don't even exist. No, the idea of showing respect for those who stand against everything we stand for is simply not our practice. And for daring to treat her fellow Americans with empathy and kindness after they voted to destroy the country, Alyssa Farah Griffin, we cast thee out. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our highest praise for the elite-trained cadre of truth-tellers we currently have embedded on all the late-night network talk shows, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, and Jimmy Kimmel, for their tireless and persistent work leading up to the election and since to terrify people about Donald Trump. Especially after Tuesday's horrific results, these certified wokeologists have really done some phenomenal work. In contrast with the likes of Alyssa Farah Griffin, at telling a consistent story of fear, anguish, and revulsion at the prospect of another Trump presidency. In particular, our highest praise for the performance by Jimmy Kimmel.
Let's be honest, it was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go, for healthcare, for our climate.
Oh, this is a very, very good performance, dear Otherin. The skill with which he appears to almost lose control but bites back his own tears bravely, showing his audience that the time to weep has ended and the time to resist has begun.
For journalism, for justice, for free speech, it was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth.
Now, that is how you tell a narrative. That is how you sway a population. Yes, Seth Meyers did an excellent job at revising history to make it seem like the years under Trump were a never-ending parade of horrors.
You remember when we were constantly immersed in crisis after crisis and our nervous systems were perpetually overwhelmed by a never-ending cascade of catastrophes and cataclysms.
And yes, Stephen Colbert did a good job telling his audience that Trump supporters have now voted to end democracy, a very lovely fever pitch level of rhetoric, by the way.
And in this democracy, the majority has spoken, and they said they don't care that much about democracy.
But it was really Kimmel who put the terror cherry on top of the anxiety sundae we were trying to promote. And so, for meritorious rhetorical valor in the fifth degree and for master-level use of captivating emotional escalation through his unique blend of contempt, ridicule, and almost comedy, we award Jimmy Kimmel the high honor of Knight of the Order of the Rainbow Lapel Mic. Well done to all, but especially well done to His Excellency, now Sir Jimmy Kimmel. Hip, hip, who woke! Hip, hip, who woke! Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Before you leave, we do want to make sure everyone is following the most recently updated social media protocols of the Elders of Krylon. The latest edition, 405.62-B, has been edited to mandate turning your profile picture to a blank black background in solidarity with all marginalized groups who feel unseen after the election. Let the rest of the digital universe try to imagine a world without us through our blackness. Now, of course, this must not be confused with putting on digital blackface. It's black as an absence, not black as a skin tone. I know it can be confusing, but we are pretending to be invisible, not pretending to be African-American. Refreshments this week are provided by Hair of the Clog. Select herbal teas brewed exclusively from the nutrient-rich essences of carefully harvested residential drain debris. Through years of study, the chemists at Hair of the Clog have perfected a process for infusing the rich biome of microbiotics growing in your ordinary sink drain into a potent and refreshing spritzer. Now available in new kitchen flavor, in addition to the classic bathroom sink and shower stall variety. Hair of the Clog. It probably won't kill you, but it might make you wish it had.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
John, are you going to be okay?
I think I'm going to petition to not do traffic after this segment. I think the petition needs to be started.
traffic not quite on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about right now. Just seeing some minor slowdowns at 9 Mile and Highway 29 at that intersection. Traffic looks good other than that.
By the way, have you seen the black profile pics?
Yes. you have.
They almost got me. I thought, well, how can I fight back? I'll make mine white. No. Almost got me. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You guys are having too much fun today.
Oh,
I love
man.
It.
Man, you're welcome.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is ending the controversial prepaid debit card program for migrants in the city. That was a pilot program. They handed out preloaded cards to migrant families. They would put money on those cards each week for groceries and baby supplies. Critics argued that it unfairly prioritized migrants over other people in the city. And Mayor Adams' administration did not give a specific reason that they ended it. About 100 vehicles got stuck yesterday on a remote rural highway in New Mexico after a blizzard dumped heavy snow. Authorities there say the powerful storm caused a semi-truck to jackknife, and dozens of drivers were stuck for hours in below-freezing temperatures. And, Andrew, I've got an update on the monkeys. More than three dozen of the monkeys in South Carolina are still on the loose.
Oh, no.
Apparently, it was 43 of these monkeys that escaped from Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center, and the sheriff there is urging residents to keep their doors and windows shut so the monkeys don't come in their homes.
No, there was actually a group of about 10 that got into a house and actually took one of the family members prisoner, and a news crew showed up on the scene.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. President-elect Donald Trump has made the first cabinet appointment, tapping Susie Wiles, a longtime GOP operative, to be his chief of staff, becoming the first woman to hold the position.
Wiles is widely credited inside and outside Trump's inner circle for running his most disciplined and well-executed campaign. Trump saying Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti. Trump is assembling his team to ensure that he can enact his agenda from day one. Senator Marco Rubio isn't ruling out a Pix is America reports. And a federal judge struck down a Biden administration policy known as Keeping Families Together. It allowed undocumented spouses and stepchildren of U.S. citizens to get
Leonard Rizzuto was having a documented sexual relationship with a 16-year-old student. The alleged act took place at an off-campus practice facility and at Rizzuto's home in Daphne, Alabama, and reportedly happened during the 2020 and 2021 school year. Rizzuto was released from his job at the school after the 2021 season. Investigators say they have not learned of any other victims so far. Rizzuto was arrested and released on $15,000 bond, and he's due in court for an arraignment in December. Well, Golf Breeze will be doing a women's philanthropic group was awarded $46,548 in grants to local organizations at its annual meeting. The organization financially helps groups and individuals that make a difference in Golf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. The group is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and they've distributed nearly $500,000 in grants since their inception. Well, the SS United States is preparing to leave Philadelphia. They'll be heading to a docking area in the port of Mobile, where the ship is going to be ready to become the world's about 2 weeks. A former bookkeeper at Ernest Ward Middle School is accused of embezzling more than $50,000 from the school and various clubs and organizations. 41-year-old Lindsay Kelly is facing grand theft and fraud charges. She was arrested and released last month on a $100,000 bond. North Escambia reports Kelly was the bookkeeper at the school for the first week of this school year, but quit after being arrested in an unrelated credit card fraud case. That arrest prompted an investigation into Kelly's books at the school, where they found the cash, which had been taken from various organizations, including almost $30,000 from the cheer program and over $4,000 each from the library, yearbook, and drama program and the volleyball and basketball programs. Various amounts were also taken from about 10 other clubs and organizations at the school. Kelly's due back in court on November 22nd. Well, police investigating after a one-year-old boy was found dead inside of a car. Spokesperson Yolanda Fernandez says this happened in St. Petersburg. Spokesperson Yolanda Fernandez there says the child's father took him to an appointment Wednesday and was supposed to drop him off at a daycare.
He realized that
After the appointment, he failed to drop the child off at the daycare, and the child had been in his car the whole day.
And that father returned later that afternoon and discovered the child after a daycare worker said that they didn't have him. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. We're starting to see some delays if you are headed on Highway 90, right around, let's see here, if you're headed into East Milton from downtown Milton. Just be prepared for that through that area. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have a 10% chance of a few stray showers, otherwise partly cloudy skies, high near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. For Saturday, another 10% chance of rain, high near 81. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 71. On Sunday, 20% chance of rain, otherwise partly cloudy with a high near 78 and a low near 68 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we've got 72 degrees. It is cloudy in Pensacola. It's 73 in Gulf Breeze, and it is 71 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve trimmed interest rates by a quarter point, bringing the target rate range to 4.5% to 4.75%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he was feeling good about the economy. Experts have predicted the agency will cut rates again in December, but then will keep interest rates the same in January. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. rose for a sixth straight week, returning to its highest level since early July. The rate ticked up to 6.79% from 6.72% last week. That's according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. That's still down from a year ago when the rate averaged at 7.5%. Vidal is eyeing the metals market with global petroleum demand expected to peak in a decade. That's according to CEO Russell Hardy. He said the petroleum, the oil business, will reach a peak at about 10 years ahead from where we are today. Futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials was down by about half a point. That's Your Money Now.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We'd love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
news. The FBI says it's investigating a series of racist text messages sent to black Americans across the country in recent days. Some of the victims believing it's tied to the election.
Wait, what? Stop. No. Seriously? Oh, yeah, seriously.
Bryn Freeman was at home with her kids on Wednesday when she got a text from a number she didn't recognize.
It was this odd, ominous feeling text message basically saying, hello, you've been selected to be a slave on a plantation and you're scheduled to get picked up at 12 a.m. on November 13th.
What? Good Lord. I'm reading one of them. The NBC had it today. Greetings. You have been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Be ready at 12 a.m. November 13th, 2024. Sharp with your belongings. Our exclusive slaves will come get you in a brown van. Be prepared to be searched upon arrival to the plantation. No personal belongings allowed. This is a fresh start. You are Plantation Group C. There's another one here. Let's see. Congratulations. You've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Please be prepared to leave your home 24 November 2024. You will be picked up 8 a.m. sharp in our van. You will sit with Group B. Have a nice day. And other varieties of the same. Students at Missouri State, Clemson, Ohio State have received texts. It's been publicized all over the country.
How did it feel when you got that text message?
Well, I was immediately disturbed.
And she's not alone. Social media sites have been flooded with people from New York to Florida who say they've gotten these racist messages.
What in the world?
I think that this is intentional to scare people of color, black people, into a reality that we don't want to go back to.
All right, so who sent them? Who sent them? Some prankster who thinks this is funny? Possible. Some racist or group of racists who thinks that now we're going to head towards, you know, white America. This is like the modern version of burning the cross on the front lawn. Possible. Trump supporters. Possible. Because it certainly fits the narrative of all of us racist, horrible, wicked people who want to purify the blood of America or whatever. There is a fourth possibility. You know what a false flag is? False flag is when you engage in an intelligence or counterintelligence operation that is designed to look like the other side's doing, but is actually your side's doing. In other words, it could be Democrat activists. Right? I mean, it's a logical possibility that this is an entirely fabricated news story designed to make these black people receive these texts and go on the news and complain about these ridiculous racist texts that include misspellings and all kinds of silliness in them. To make racial animosity be inflamed, to make people be angry, to make people like me or other news folks go on the air and talk about how horrible and terrible and awful this is. Because I certainly don't know where they came from. I hope a thorough investigation will show where they came from. But what's more likely? Now look, it's entirely possible that it's just meant to be a joke. People make terrible jokes. It's entirely possible that it came from white supremacists who are trying to make black people feel scared and intimidated. It's also very weirdly, clearly coordinated, but with different versions of the message, which means multiple. The idea of having multiple versions of the message is actually clever because it makes it seem like it's kind of widespread or something. I don't know how many. I mean, it could just be like one person. I don't know. But what's most likely, if you had to bet, like if you really sit down and had to put money on, is this white supremacist doing this in order to be white supremacist? Or is this race-baiting leftists engaging in Saul Alinsky-style escalatory tactics in order to press the racial divide, race war narrative, what do you think is most likely? I mean, if you just had to bet, I'm just telling you how, you know, it's anything's possible because I certainly don't know, but it sure does smell like counterintelligence operations. Or a fifth possibility, the Russians. fifth possibility, the Russians. Because certainly, that is also a possibility. In fact, if you look in the grand scheme of logical possibility, just because it allows me to demonize Russians instead of leftists, I'll take the Russians over the leftists. So Russians most likely, leftists second most likely, duking it out for the championship. And white supremacists third, significantly third place, but still not zero. And then I'd say fourth place is somebody just trying to make a terrible joke. What do you think? 646 here on News Radio 92.3. Text me at 437-1620. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month. One accident to let you know about that's going to cause some major delays is westbound at the top of Davis Highway and Highway 90, where those two intersect. We've got an accident there that's starting to back up traffic, and I'm seeing it pretty well. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got to do heating, air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical work in your home, something's not quite working right, and it's, you know, complex mechanical stuff inside of your home, you want to talk to somebody who does that. And they, you know, Peden does all of that. And you might think, well, isn't that a lot to do? Yeah, but they're all kind of in the same vague orbit of things, and that's why it makes sense if you do one, you do the rest. And they've been around forever, 55 years, serving, you know, Panama City, Pensacola, Tallahassee, Mobile County, Baldwin County. You know, they have across the state line now all around the Gulf Coast. They are your go-to resource for any of those things. Professional service, show up on time, do it right the first time, stand behind it, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. That's Peden. That's why they have been expanding so effectively over so much time. And now for the month of November, you can get a free tanked water heater or $1,000 off a tankless water heater when you purchase a new air conditioning system. I hope you don't have to purchase an AC system, but if you do and you go to Peden, they'll offer you either $1,000 off a tankless water heater or a free tanked water heater. Also, 10% off Moen Flow, a smart water monitor that it's an automatic shutoff sensor. It's got that it prevents leaks turning into floods. The sensor automatically shuts off the water flow when it detects abnormal water usage, which is often the beginning stages of a leak, and you certainly don't want that inside your home. Flip it off or on and monitor your home from anywhere. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. Text for the question, who sent these texts? Who sent these racists? You're going to go to the, you know, the plantation. They're going to pick you up in a brown van in a week, show up with your, I mean, who sent these? Somebody texted me in already, and I love this. Both of my white daughters that are in college got the same text. Which, by the way, if the text goes to the white people, it reinforces the same message. Oh, my God, this is so horrible. America's such a horrible, terrible, racist place. I can't believe I live here. We got to definitely teach critical race theory even more. Look at these texts. Again, whose narrative does this help? Does this help the, you know, the leftist race baiter? Does it help the Russian malign actor? Does it help the white supremacists? I mean, how would it help the white supremacists to send these texts? Just a thought. Let's see. Text in here. Let me get to this. Somebody says, anyone being threatened by an email from an anonymous source will need to educate themselves and get a grip on life. I disagree. There's all kinds of ways that you can bother people, and this is definitely inappropriate, maybe even illegal. I just thought, wow, that sounds like the call is coming from inside the house. It feels like reverse psychology. Somebody says China. Somebody says it could be Trump. Really? Come on. Investigate to see if those emails came from Jesse Smollett. That's funny. Messages were simply trolling by hackers. That's all it really was. It's the liberal left doing it. FYI, this is a bad one. Oh, sorry, this is a different text. Let's see. Somebody says, I just got in the car. What are you referring to? Oh, always the perils of radio. A bunch of text messages have been received since the election, promising mostly to black recipients at colleges and elsewhere, promising that, you know, they need to have all their possessions packed to go to the plantation at some specified date and time in the future. And my theory is that it seems the least likely explanation is that it's coming from white supremacists. It seems more likely that it's somebody making a terrible joke, white supremacists making a terrible joke, or liberal activists, leftist activists, you know, race baiters and Alinskyites, or, you know, Russians or Chinese or some kind of troll front, right? That's kind of what I'm thinking about. 437-1620, somebody says, did it only go to blacks? I wouldn't have known except somebody just told me that their white kids in school got it as well. So, yeah, there you go. 650 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependent. You know, one question I would like to know. If there's a way that we could find out all of the numbers they were sent to and then compare that with fundraising texts to see who received the text messages, and is there a way to identify the shape of the database that was used, and does that overlap with, right? Because you got to come up with the numbers somehow. Somebody had to buy the numbers in order to figure out who to send it to. I mean, I didn't get the text. So if we compare the recipients to a known database of, say, political text recipients raising funds for somebody, you see there's ways to solve this problem, right? 651 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
So let's say in her mind, she witnessed a pick. Okay, so then what?
Is that so unforgivable? Is that like breaking a commandment? Did God say to Moses, thou shalt not pick?
I guarantee you Moses was a picker.
Who's in charge of the Democratic Party? No, like seriously, who's the leader of the Democrats right now?
I'm going to be honest, I have no clue.
I don't either. I mean, it's obvious who's the leader of the Republican Party.
Right.
I mean, that's a dur. And, you know, though I disagree vehemently with the man about a lot of things and, you know, am still irritated that an independent came in and took over the apparatus of the Republican Party and reshaped it in his own image and won the presidency. Like, it's an insurrection from within, right? Which is kind of brilliant, you know, strategically, because you can't win as a third-party candidate, but if you can co-opt the machinery of one side or the other, then you can, by pretending to be that thing. Okay, that's what Trump did, okay? Twice now. But for the Democrats, who's in charge? I mean, it's not Biden. Can't be Biden. It can't be Harris. Who's next? I mean, serious question. I don't think they know. Is Gavin Newsom? Gretchen Whitmer? You know, Nikki Fried. Like, Who's in charge? You know who could be in charge?
Obama.
Michelle Obama. That's right. You and I thought at the same time.
We did.
At the same time.
That's kind of weird. That's...
Could be the team.
Yeah.
Could be the two of them.
I think so.
You know, it could be the both of them, obviously, but it could, but, you know, if she wanted it, which she has consistently said she doesn't want that, but they have also been pretty involved in this election cycle. Just thinking out loud. You know, where are we going in 4 years, right? 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Got a major accident that's going to cause you some delays this morning. If you are on Highway 90 headed toward Pensacola westbound, you've got an accident, North Davis Highway and Deaton Road. It's got roadblocks, so if you can, avoid that Highway 90 for now. Take Avalon to I-10 or some other route to get you into Pensacola. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President-elect Trump says his campaign manager, Susie Wiles, is going to be his White House chief of staff. The New Jersey native and Florida resident will become the first woman to ever hold that post. Wiles was Trump's campaign senior advisor and ran his campaigns in both 2016 and 2020 as well.
Wait, you mean all of these pro-woman Democrats never picked a female chief of staff, and all of a sudden this woman-hating misogynist who doesn't believe women
Shocking.
Have rights or deserve any position of power, credit, or influence and are only objectified sex objects, that's the guy who put a woman in as chief of staff?
I know. Can you believe
so
it?
So weird.
Yeah. He said in a statement that Wiles just helped him achieve the greatest political victory in American history and said she's tough, smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected.
Yeah, I was reading one account that I did not see this, but I read the account claiming that she was like the message discipline lady. Like she was the one keeping him on track, and it was a hard thing to do. But that at one of the late rallies, he started going off the script a bunch, and he looked over and she was scowling at him.
Well, I believe, was she the one who he called out
yes,
onto stage
yes,
and she did not want the attention at all?
No, I'm not interested. Right. No, thank you, sir. And there's apparently even one clip, again, I didn't grab it, but where he says, is that okay to say? You know, saying her name. So, hey, that's what you need in a chief of staff. That's
Absolutely.
What he needs in a chief of staff.
The fate of the Menendez brothers is now uncertain after Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon lost his reelection bid. Last month, he had recommended that the brothers be resentenced after that 1989 murder. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average going to see a change today, Andrew. Intel is leaving the average, and NVIDIA will be replacing it effective today. NVIDIA is the first company to ever top a stock market value of $3.6 trillion.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John, you look like you want to say something.
Well, I do. I just want you to be notified right now that, Andrew, now that Trump is elected, you have been selected to pick peanuts at Jay's Farm. A brown van will stop by News Radio next Monday at 10 a.m. after the morning show. Now, you have to be here by 9 because he leaves at like 9:08. Okay, they messed up on that one. Bring some gloves and a hat and a lot of sunblock.
Oh, for me for sure.
Yes.
Oh, y'all are the best.
You have now been notified.
And it came via text. It came via text. So it's perfect. Way to go. It's part of the Russians. I'm not part of the first wave of talk show host roundup. You know, when they start imprisoning talk show hosts, I'll be in the like third wave. You know, the disloyal Republicans. That's going to be me, right? The people who dared to speak up against Trump ever. Joking. I'm joking. This is the Jimmy Kimmel world, right? Where they think there's going to be the roundups of all the people. That's awesome. I love it. In a brown van to take me up to Jenkins Farms to, you know, put me on the cotton picking and the
you guys. Oh, bring the best. A dust mask.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay.